Rebbe told his students by sunrise they were traveling to an unknown destination in a simple horse and wagon. A mysterious grin had the Rebbe on that morn. Today, a Talmud Chacham has been born. Today, a Talmud Chacham has been born. The Rebbe told his students on the second day of travel, this is where the Cossacks took the family of Yankel. His mother hid the baby in a hole beneath the snow. The Rebbe grinned, a tzaddik shall be whole. The Rebbe grinned, a tzaddik shall be whole. On the third day of the journey, the Rebbe spun a tale of a wolf who found a baby and brought him to the street. Till a couple with no children were answered of their prayer. The Rebbe grinned, a flaw will be repaired. The Rebbe grinned, a flaw will be repaired. The child's life unraveled on the fourth day of their travels. Yankel learned Torah by the soft light of a candle. And the wolves began to howl when a holy man appeared. The Rebbe grinned, the tzaddik is revered. Oh, the Rebbe grinned, the tzaddik is revered. The fifth through the mountains, revelation was astounding. The holy man taught Yankel are the secrets of Shemayim. But one mitzvah was elusive, like a blemish of infection. The soul will reach for perfection. The soul will reach for perfection. Day of travel number six, the Talmidim sat transfixed. The Rebbe's story took to dance. He leaped and swayed and twirled and pranced. Rapturous and jubilant, joyful and sustained, the Rebbe grinned, a tzaddik girl is named. The Rebbe grinned, a tzaddik girl is named. Number seven, the Talmidim shed a tear. Rabbi Yankel the Tzaddik left this world with much revere. An impeccable neshama, a blemish was but one. The Rebbe sighed, perfection shall become. The Rebbe sighed, perfection shall become. Imagine the sight. Hundreds of wolves descended from the mountains, trailing our wagon like a procession through the tracks of the muddy road. One elderly wolf with a coat of gray panted alongside our wagon. The Rebbe halted the horses briefly, descending from our coach to bring the poor she-wolf aboard. Our entourage arrived at the foot of a simple wooden shack by daybreak. A woman clutching her baby opened the door. Her husband eagerly welcomed us into their modest home. The she-wolf followed us, curling up in a warm, dark corner at the far end of the room. The father handed the eight-day-old infant to the Rebbe, who lovingly performed the bris milah at the appointed moment of the appointed time. "What shall we name him, Holy Rabbi?" the mother asked. "Yankel. Yankel shall be his name," the Rebbe responded in a solemn tone. At that moment the child cried out, a foreboding cry that pierced the heavens. Outside the ominous tone was joined by the howls of the assembled wolves. And then, just as suddenly, the baby's life was gone. For 7 days, the mother and father mourned, and we comforted them with prayer and lament. When the week of Shiva was over, the Rebbe and we bid a sorrowful goodbye. Only with our eyes did we acknowledge that the elderly wolf had died and that her remains were carried away by the pack. The Talmidim and the Rebbe, in silence they were traveling from an unknown destination in a simple horse and wagon. A mysterious grin, and the Rebbe's words were sweet. The holy soul of Yankel is complete. The holy soul of Yankel is complete. It's Yankel, the neshama of Yankel the Tzaddik, whose family was murdered on the day that should have been a celebration of his Brit Mila. All his life, he had but one blemish, the blemish of time, one tiny imperfection. How much would we give for the purity that Yankel had attained? But to Yankel, the delay of this mitzvah burned him like fire, for a tzaddik is sensitive to that which we cannot comprehend. We sat silently in the wagon for days, but I finally had to ask the Rebbe, 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 why didn't you dance? Why weren't you besimcha, knowing that the child was here to attain perfection? Surely the chosen mother and father would have been joyous with the news that they were completing a holy task for the holy tzaddik. And the Rebbe looked at me, and I'll never forget the fire in his eyes. He said, this world is for the living, and even though we know that Hashem has his reasons for what could be called a terrible tragedy, even when we know the reason ourselves, being besimcha is a state of sensitivity, for our task in this world is to live among the living.
Die, 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 die